Good morning and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Moyili'ili Honganji. Moyili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moyili'ilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Hirai family, in memory of Mr. Yoshinichi Hirai and Mr. Masato Wada. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani of Moyili'ili Honganji Mission. Good morning, Reverend Umitani.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to the White Way radio program. At the beginning of my message, I'd like to express my appreciation to the sponsors, temple staff, and volunteers for their dedication and contribution to making this broadcast possible. I also express my gratitude to all the guest speakers for sharing their joy and appreciation of the Nembutsu. This year, the Jodo Shinshu Honganji-ha Buddhist Organization will observe the 850th anniversary of Shinran Shonin's birth and the 800th anniversary of the establishment of the Jodo Shinshu teaching. Many of our Sangha members in Hawaii are planning to attend the commemorative service, which will be held in May at Honzan Honganji in Kyoto. It is indeed a special occasion through which we express our gratitude for Shinran Shonin's guidance, as well as our joy of encountering Amida Buddha's boundless wisdom and compassion. Concurrently, the theme and slogan of the Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii for this year is Building Healthy Sanghas, Sharing Joy Together. As we begin the new year, let us reflect upon all the causes and conditions that have brought us to encounter the three treasures of the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, and share its joy with our family and friends. This morning, I'd like to share a story of a student with a disability. He attended a school for children with special needs. At the graduation ceremony in this school, there was a tradition that each graduating student went up to the stage and received a diploma from the school principal. However, due to their disabilities, some students had difficulty going up to the stage. There was one boy. He graduated from elementary school 3 years ago. At that time, he could not go up to the stage because of his anxiety disorder. He had excessive fear and panic reactions about certain situations. At that time, the principal went down from the stage and handed this boy a diploma. 3 years later, when it was time for him to graduate from middle school, this boy could go up to the stage. The principal was surprised to see the improvement. The boy is now standing right in front of him on the stage. The principal began to read a diploma, and then he noticed that this boy was mumbling something. The principal heard it carefully, and then he heard that the boy was saying, "Domonai, domonai." It means, "I am fine. There is no problem." He was mumbling, "I am fine. There is no problem," to raise his courage. He was able to receive a diploma from the principal on the stage. This boy had excessive fear and panic reactions about certain situations. For example, he could not go into the swimming pool like his friends. At that time, his friends and teachers called him, "You'll be fine. There is no problem." Whenever this boy experienced fear and anxiety, his friends and teachers supported him by saying, "You'll be fine. There is no problem." In middle school, he was always supported and loved by his friends and teachers. And such a warm environment nurtured his heart and mind. And that enabled him to go up to the stage at his graduation. The voices of compassion and encouragement from his friends and teachers became a strong foundation for him to overcome many challenging situations. At his graduation, he mumbled, "I am fine. There is no problem." It was his voice, but at the same time, it was also the voice of compassion from his friends and teachers. As he mumbled, he visualized many faces of individuals who supported him. Their love and support for this boy manifested out of his mouth as the words, "I am fine. There is no problem." In the Sutra on the Buddha of Immeasurable Life, Bodhisattva Dhammakara identified with the pains and sorrows of all living beings and attempted to find solutions to their sufferings. He fulfilled 48 vows by expending countless kalpas, attained the Buddhahood, and became Amida Buddha, the Buddha of immeasurable light and life. Among these 48 vows, the 18th vow, which we call the primal vow, reads as follows. "If, when I attain Buddhahood, the sentient beings of the 10 quarters, who, with sincere and entrusting heart, aspire to be born in my land and say my name even 10 times, should not be born there, may I not attain the perfect enlightenment. Excluded are those who commit the 5 grave offenses and those who slander the right Dharma." The essence of this primal vow is Amida's boundless compassion for each and every one of us who encounters pains and sorrows throughout our lives. And this boundless compassion reaches into our hearts and minds in the form of the name Namo Amida Butsu. What makes us recite Namo Amida Butsu is the compassionate calling from Amida Buddha that promised to grasp us and never abandon us under any circumstances. Shinran Shonin wrote as follows, "How joyous I am, my heart and mind being rooted in the Buddha ground of the universal vow, and my thoughts and feelings flowing within the Dharma ocean, which is beyond comprehension." Each of us must accept our life as they are, whether good or bad, favorable or unfavorable. No matter how challenging my life may be, nobody can take my place for me. Even when your family is having difficulty, I cannot take their place. Each of us has to carry a heavy load on our shoulders. Shinran Shonin taught us that we are not alone. For those of us who go through pains and sorrows, Amida Buddha is tirelessly sending forth his compassionate heart through the name Namo Amida Butsu. As we recite the Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu, we realize that this wandering and insecure self, which is Namo, has finally come home to the majestic embrace of Amida Butsu. As Shinran Shonin wrote, we find ourselves flowing within the compassionate Dharma ocean. And in this oneness with Amida, my heart will be truly settled, like a boy who found comfort and courage through the word, I am fine, there is no problem. Saichi, a Myokonin, who was a devout Nembutsu follower, said as follows, Namo Amida Butsu, it is like the moon, like the sun. It is like the rising sun. My mind grows warm, so does my body. Let me take a rest for a while here. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. Saichi was in great comfort as he found himself right in the middle of Amida's light of compassion. The person of the Nembutsu is like being in his own home. He is always at home, no matter where and what he may be doing. And as if he always enjoys being at home with his loving family members, in the Nembutsu, Amida's voice of compassion, we find true joy and meaning in our daily life. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Mumitani, for your Dharma message. To listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, January 22nd, the speaker at our 9 a.m. service will be Reverend Mumitani. Also tomorrow, on January 22nd, go see the Hawaii premiere of Carving the Divine, a fascinating look into the journey of mastering a 400-year-old tradition of bushi. For more information, call 808-536-7044, Humpa Hawaii Honganji Betsui, or email hqs@honpahi.org. We would like to thank our sponsor, the Hirai family, and our speaker, Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Mrs. Joanne Kealoha, President of Moiliili Honganji Mission. Namo Amida Butsu.